Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article about Anthropic's groundbreaking research into the inner workings of large language models. It's like peeking behind the curtain of AI, folks.
I'm intrigued. So what's the big reveal? Are LLMs just sophisticated parrots, or is there something more going on?
Well, Anthropic used a technique called circuit tracing, almost like a microscope for AI, to track the decision-making process of their LLM, Claude 3.5 Haiku. And what they found is, well, LLMs are even weirder than we thought.
Weirder? Do tell. Give us the juicy details.
Okay, so for instance, simple math problems. You'd think Claude would solve them like we do, right? Nope. It uses these bizarre, roundabout strategies. Like to add 36 and 59, it adds approximate values first, then deals with the last digits. Totally unexpected.
That's wild. It's inventing its own math. So is this like a sign of emergent intelligence or something?
Whoa, slow down there. It's definitely intriguing, but intelligence might be a bit of a stretch. It's more like the LLM developed these quirky workarounds during its training. It's also fascinating because when you ask Claude how it solved the problem, it describes a completely conventional method. It's almost like it's making up a story.
So it's a sneaky math whiz. Got it. What else did they find?
Well, they looked at how Claude writes poems, and guess what? It plans ahead. Like, it'll choose the rhyming word at the end of the next line before it even gets there. It's like it has a secret rhyming dictionary in its head. It challenges the assumption that LLMs just generate text word by word. Fascinating, right?
I'm starting to see why they call it bizarre. It's like these LLMs are developing their own internal logic that we don't fully grasp. It's kind of unsettling, to be honest. It almost makes you question if we should blindly trust them. I mean, they are known for their sometimes strange quirks and sometimes strange ways of thinking about solving problems, right?
Exactly. And that's why this research is so important. Understanding how these models work helps us address issues like hallucination, where the LLM just makes stuff up.
Right, the hallucinations. How does Anthropic's research explain that?
Well, it seems the latest LLMs, like Claude 3.5, have a default setting of don't speculate. But, and here's the kicker, this setting can be overridden, especially when dealing with information about celebrities or well-known entities. Almost like the abundance of data on these topics somehow pushes the LLM to speculate, despite its programming.
So it's like a built-in fact-checking mechanism that can be short-circuited? I see. Interesting.
Precisely. And while this research is a huge leap forward, it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's still so much we don't understand about these models. It's like exploring a vast, uncharted territory.
So, the mystery continues. But at least we're starting to get some answers. This circuit tracing technique seems promising. What do you think the future holds for this kind of research?
I think we're entering a new era of AI understanding. We can move beyond analogies and speculation and actually see how these models work step by step. This research could pave the way for designing and training even better, more robust, and reliable LLMs.
It sounds like we're on the verge of some truly groundbreaking discoveries. Thanks for breaking down this fascinating research for us.
Absolutely. And thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back with more insightful discussions soon. Until then, keep exploring the amazing world of AI.
Goodbye.